I'm au beau milieu de l'hiver québécois, which means right smack dab in the middle of a beautiful Quebec winter, and I'm talking to Michel Couture. And Michel, I wonder if you could just tell me what you just told me about your family history in Quebec.
Well, my family history goes back to 1634, which is a long time ago. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather came over here as a coureur des bois. And that's pretty much a guide in those days, because he used to guide the French into the Amerindian country, because he could speak both languages. He could speak the Huron language and the French. So now, in 2006, I'm one of the last of the family line. I'm the last couture in the family, and I'm a guide. So there you go.
That's fantastic. Today is a beautiful Quebec winter day, and I'm wondering if you can talk to me about why, for example, one of the most famous songs in Quebec is by Gilles Vigneault, Mon pays, ce n'est pas un pays, c'est l'hiver. My country is not just a country, it's winter. I'm wondering if you can tell me why winter and the Quebec Winter Carnival are so much at the heart of French-Canadian Québécois culture.
Well, you know, Quebec, winter is a long time of the year. We've got really four seasons here, and winter is a really four-month season. You have snow for those four, you know, steady months. So you have to love the snow. Otherwise, you really, you're not in good spirits. So we have kind of innovated in trying to go out and enjoy winter. We do lots of winter sports, but kind of in the middle of winter, we need something to just perk up our spirits, to continue for the last part of the winter. And that's how Carnival came about. You know, we wanted to have festivities and fun, and we're a fun-loving people. We like parties. You know, anything is good for a party. So the middle of the winter is good for a party, just to perk us up, perk our spirits. So we devised this Winter Carnival. Now, I remember when I was small, the first Winter Carnival, this is the 52nd Winter Carnival. So the first Winter Carnival we had, when they started, they used to build these wonderful ice, it wasn't an ice palace, it was an ice jail. So they would build this jail out of ice, because they wanted people to come and buy this little Bonhomme Carnaval. For those who've never been here, we promote Carnival with a little tiny effigy. And that's sold, and it makes money for the Carnival. So they started, they wanted to promote Carnival, but people weren't buying these things because, you know, it was the first time and all this. So if you didn't buy your Bonhomme, they would catch you and put you in this jail for an hour. So that would, you know, entice you to buy the Bonhomme. So that's how it all started. We had a few years with jails, and then they decided that, well, it would be nicer if we had some kind of a home for Bonhomme, a palace. So that's how the Ice Palace came. And probably you don't know that either, but Bonhomme is a big snowman. So you can't just bring him in the house, because if he's in the house, he'll melt away. So that's why we need this wonderful snow palace for Bonhomme. So if you were to come here, it's a 3 weeks thing, and people really go out. Even the city people that have seen this carnival for 50 years will still want to partake in all the activity. And it's always outdoors activities that's the most popular, and it's always axed on the children too. Right now, we've really opened up a little village where the children can come and play. They slide, they skate, they can do all kinds of little tiny activities, either inside a big tent or outside in the snow. There's even golfing on the snow and a whole bunch of things. So all the families come out, and they enjoy that. And the parades, we have two parades. One is in the lower part of town, and one is in the upper part of town. It's on Saturday evenings, so people just join the parade. They come out and have fun. We have the canoe race on the St. Lawrence, which is something that everybody comes out in the city to see this canoe race. They race from one shore to the other, and because of the tides on the St. Lawrence, it makes it quite difficult. I mean, not anybody can just partake into a canoe race, because you're on the water and you're on the ice also. I mean, there's so much activity, and there's activity for everybody. So even if you've never seen winter, it's the maybe best time to come and see what can be done in a winter country with a winter climate.
Fantastic. Now I have one last question. For me personally, Quebec culture has always been about music and singing and songs. Is there a particular Quebec song about winter that you are particularly fond of, or a few lines of poetry, or something like that?
My gosh, a Quebec song that I'd be fond of would be the one you just opened your show with.
Mon pays,
ce n'est pas un pays, c'est l'hiver. Mon pays, ce n'est pas un pays, c'est l'amour. Because I love you so much.
Thank you very much.